Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Rich Galen is our guest. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rich is the publisher of Mullings.com. Three times a week, you write your delirium tremens, and as I do once a week, and post them, right, Rich?
That's right. You put it out there for everybody to point fingers and laughing.
That's right. So, folks, check it out. It's free most of the year, and so get your subscription in there right now because it's still free. Hey, Rich, a couple of things. This week was interesting by the Supreme Court because the Obama administration had a good week because the Arizona case was basically struck down for the most part, Arizona right. immigration case. We found out it's okay to lie about getting the Medal of Honor.
Right.
Right.
I tweeted yesterday. So here's what I tweeted. So I can lie about receiving a medal for valor and get free health care to patch me up after the real heroes and have beaten the crap out of me.
Yeah, exactly. So all that happened this week, folks. It's a bizarre. I really keep thinking the more and more I think about Washington, I see what's going on in Washington, Rich. I think about reading the magazine Bizarro World back when we were kids.
Remember, Mad magazine.
Everything is opposite. Yes.
That was part of the Superman comic.
Exactly. Another thing that happened yesterday, and this is an unbelievable coincidence, I guess it's coincidence, is the tell the audience what the House did yesterday.
Well, the House yesterday voted two articles of contempt, a contempt citation, against the Attorney General Eric Holder over his refusal to give up certain documents that relate to the Fast and Furious disaster. One was a civil case and one is a criminal case. The criminal case has to be the Congress is represented by the U.S. Attorney's Office, of all things. The civil case allows them to demand that he turn the things over without any jail time involved. But it was overwhelming. All the Republicans that I, as far as I could tell, voted for it, and depending upon which one, either 12 or I think 17 or 18 Democrats voted with the majority. But the Congressional Black Caucus led a walkout of the vote that many liberals in the House mm-hmm. followed, which, you know, Republicans used to do that now and again.
But here's a question. I want to ask you about that, though. When the Republicans did they hold hands?
I don't think so.
The Democrats held hands. I thought that was sweet.
Well, that goes all the way back to the civil rights movement. I can see that. But here's what happened. I mean, the Democrats just say, good, if there's that fewer votes to count, that's fine with us. You guys can stay the hell out as far as we're concerned.
So, but this is unprecedented, right? This sanction of this contempt case.
The House has voted, it doesn't happen very often, but they voted contempt to hold somebody in contempt before.
It's my understanding that it's unprecedented from a standpoint of a member of the president of the administration's at this level is unprecedented.
As a cabinet member,
right.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
basically, the criminal contempt is not going to happen, but the civil might, right? Then they'll go to a judge.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, what happens again when these rare things come along? It's a game of you know, staring the other guy down, and sooner or later they come to some conclusion. The reason that they did it yesterday, by the way, I checked on this. I said, why would you bury this story on the day mm-hmm. that Roberts, you know, the court was going to rule? And I was told because they're off next week for the 4th of July week, they're off today. Everybody went home yesterday afternoon for, you know, the typical week and a half day off, and they didn't want to wait until...
What do you think about this case by the House? Are they onto something?
Yeah, I do think they are. I think that I don't know what it is. They don't know what it is either. But the fact that the Attorney General has lied not, that's putting it too strongly, has misstated his position and the position of the Justice Department at least twice.
Yeah.
They've had to go back and back up on one.
So,
so
they think there's a smoking gun here, so don't they?
Yeah, or at least there's more to be known. And
I
think Republicans have a real desire on behalf of that agent, the border agent that was killed.
Brian Terry.
And they owe him. Yeah, they owe him
and his family.
You know, a full accounting. And I think it's legit.
Is there any way that this will get resolved before the election?
No.
And that could wind up being negative for the Republicans, couldn't it?
Well, I don't. You know, there's only so much you can do if you know. I mean, you can. I mean, the Democrats tried to drag
Rich,
in.
Sorry, I got.
And they couldn't get there either.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay,
Rich,
my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.